Well, in human recipes, in human strategies, there's only five types of ingredients as well. Lots of individual ones, but only five big groups. And those are, there are visual ingredients. What other kind of ingredients are there? Auditory ingredients. What else? Kinesthetic ingredients, which is sensations, right? Emotions, feelings. Olfactory ingredients, which are what again? Smell. And gustatory, which is taste. So we know, for example, to get motivated, as an example, an emotional state called motivation is the result of cooking the right ingredients in the right amounts in the right order and sequence. How many follow this? Say I. Now, we could take these giant groups and make them a little bit more specific by saying there's two giant groups of visual ingredients. There are visual with a small e, which means visual external ingredients, or there are visual internal I ingredients. So those are, we can subset these two. You follow me? So for example, if you were to look up now and see me standing here, as you look at my body or see my face or just see me standing in this place, you're having a visual external or internal experience. Which one? External. If you close your eyes and picture me in your mind without looking outside, that's visual internal experience, okay? Similarly, you can have an auditory external experience or an auditory internal experience in terms of ingredients. So if you're listening to me right now as I'm saying what I'm saying in this moment, you're having an auditory external experience. If you remember something I said yesterday or 5 minutes ago in your head and you hear it, that's an auditory internal experience. If you say something out loud to me, that's an example of auditory. If you say something in your head but don't speak it aloud, that's auditory internal. You can have a kinesthetic external experience, or you can have kinesthetic internal experiences, either one. Now, by the way, I pause on this one because a lot of people get confused when we start to do these. And let me give you a quick idea of what I'm talking about here. If I come along here and I walk up to somebody here and I walk up to this lady and I reach over and I touch her face like this, and she goes, "Oh, I hate that," or "Ooh, that feels good." Those are emotional responses to a touch. Emotions are internal, right? They're deep inside of you. You may express them outside, but you experience them inside. If I reach over here and I touch her face like this, and she has no feeling about it, her brain just goes, "Oh, I was touched." You know, her skin, her muscles just note that there was a message. In that case, it's kinesthetic external because the musculature is on the outside. My moving towards her, my physical movement towards her, is an example of kinesthetic external. The feeling I'm having as I move towards her, good, bad, or indifferent, is kinesthetic. If I touch her like this and she slaps me, the slap would be kinesthetic. How I felt about it would be kinesthetic. Great, you got it. Same thing can be true for olfactory. You can have an olfactory external, olfactory internal. You can smell something right now, external, or you can remember the smell of grandma's apple pie. And the same thing is true with gustatory, external or internal. You can taste something right now, or you can remember the taste. By the way, I should tell you that if you overeat on a regular basis, one of the reasons you overeat is you're not actually tasting your food, you are tasting the memory of past food. You're having a gustatory internal experience. What happens is you get something, you've had a lot of good feeling from in the past, you go to eat, or you're stressed especially, you go to eat, and as soon as you see the food, it triggers the hypnosis and you go into the state of that. And so you keep eating because you actually aren't feeling what's going on now. You're not feeling and tasting the sensations of now. You're tasting the memories. And so since you're not connected to your body in the present, you keep eating to keep triggering the memory. So it's an interesting process. So oftentimes it's so easy to change someone's overeating pattern just by taking them out of gustatory internal and putting them in gustatory external, where now they actually become associated to what's really going on. So these are the five ingredients. We, most of us, know these as the five senses, right? But there are two other words that are used for these, so when I use them, you'll know what they are and you won't be confused. They're also known as the five representational systems. That's a big word, but it just means that anything happens in the world, the only way you know what happens is these five senses represent to you what just happened, right? Visually, you get a representation. Another word for that is representation. So a representation of what you just saw or heard or felt through your five senses. So if I said, what representational system is this person using right now? You might say they're in visual, right? A short for that is we might say rep system, which is just short for representational system.